Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The World Health Organization is beginning a two-day meeting in Geneva aimed at speeding up the global response to the coronavirus outbreak. From Geneva, here's Imogen Folks.
There's a lot the health experts don't know, and that's one of the reasons the WHO is having this meeting today. It really wants to look at what could be effective treatments for people who have the virus, because at the moment there aren't any. And what down the road could be an effective vaccine, because there is no vaccine. And these are things that we need answers to. We have had over 1,000 deaths. We've got well over 40,000 people infected. And basic things like exactly how it's spreading, that's still not clear.
State media in Syria say the army has seized control of the main highway in the northwestern province of Idlib. The M5 is the main road linking the city of Aleppo to the capital, Damascus. The reports come after a sustained government offensive backed by Russia against the last major territory held by rebels fighting President Assad. The British government has deported a number of convicted criminals on a charter flight bound for Jamaica despite an ongoing legal battle. Officials have not confirmed how many of the more than 50 people originally due to be deported were actually on board. A British court had ordered that those who may not have been able to get access to legal advice because of a problem with a mobile phone mast could not be put on the flight. John McManus reports.
The Court of Appeal ordered a stay on removals from Harmadsworth and Colnbrook detention centres unless the deportees had been able to use a functioning non-O2 SIM card on or before the 3rd of February. That was due to concerns about accessing legal advice by phone because of a faulty mobile phone mast. The Home Office says it won't apologise for what it called protecting the public from violent foreign offenders and reiterated that any of those who it failed to deport today may still have to leave at a later date.
John McManus. A suicide bomber has killed at least six people outside a military academy in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Four military personnel and two civilians died. Sukunda Kermani has this report.
The academy has been repeatedly targeted in the past by both the Taliban and Islamic State group. This latest attack comes after a relative lull in violence in Afghanistan's cities, as Taliban and US officials have continued discussions aimed at reaching an end to the 18-year-long conflict, though fighting has continued in more rural areas. The latest negotiations have focused on the terms of a possible reduction in violence by the Taliban, setting the stage for a deal to be signed that would see a timetable established for the withdrawal of US troops from the country.
World News from the BBC.